This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That stuff does, it adds up and it hurts us. It's just not the way you win in this league. You know, I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
That was Ben Johnson talking about, as we know, the 11 Bears penalties that they had in the game against the Ravens. And I say that older sister style, where I just stare at you like you know what you're doing, younger brothers. What are you guys doing? And that brings us to our next discussion. It's not just the penalties, as we know, that are an issue, but we're a week away from the trade deadline. So what do you want the Bears to do? Is it about the leadership on this team? Do you need one of those? Are they even available in today's NFL at a deadline? How much do you badly want Breece Hall? Is it enough to make a deal?
Do they need a left tackle?
The Jets, yeah, if only there was a left tackle trade available. Are you kidding? What's an exchange? Half the team?
Right. I mean, that's a good question and a good starting point too, Layla, because are the Bears just developing a left tackle now with Theo Benedict? Are they going to let him play through the struggles? Have they really truly identified Theo Benedict as the answer at left tackle, or is he a stopgap guy? Because if he is not the guy who they truly think is going to be it, then yeah, keep your eyes open for extra offensive linemen. Yes.
It's all well and good to say you want a left tackle at the trade deadline. I also want a pony and $1 million and a winning lottery ticket.
I'm more looking at the big picture of Theo Benedict.
And to be able to reach things in my cabinets.
I know Jason Peters is not walking through that door at Hallis Hall. I know you're not going to get your left tackle of the future. But if we're talking about trade deadline and areas of need for the Bears, I am only opening the door for the discussion of what are the Bears doing at left tackle. Like, when Braxton Jones is healthy, if Theo Benedict continues to struggle, do you put him back in because he'd probably be better than Theo Benedict right now? Is there a chance that Karan Amagaji could play there? Like, what is the answer at left tackle right now?
So the trade deadline is the one in your heart because you're trying to figure out whether or not the answer for the Bears is really on the team. Like, theoretically, with Karan Amagaji and Ozzie Trapillo, and I know Karan is injured, but theoretically, somebody else could also, like, that's the problem is you've gone through your reserves, you know, there's only, and nobody wants them, like, not all of them, you know. It's not like you can package a deal where if that makes sense. You need backups on the line.
All right, do the Bears need a running back?
That's probably, because of how we know the league works, don't you think that's probably the most easy discussion to have in a transaction like a trade deadline?
You got him in your locker room on the practice squad. You got Britton Brown standing right there who had a good preseason. Isn't he just as good as anybody you would get in a trade right now?
The Bears.
Not if it's Breece Hall and the Jets are like, oh, we need to retool.
For any NFL team at the trade deadline, running back has to be the easiest position to acquire. Like, there will be running backs made available. You can throw somebody a draft pick and they'll give you a running back. The question is that worth it? Is that worth it based on what you have on your team right now? I was told the running back's room is fine. That's what I was told.
By who?
Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
He literally said that.
He said a lot of stuff.
Well, but I mean.
You're right, though. He did say that. And then after that, the running backs, all of a sudden, DeAndre Swift ripped off back-to-back 100-yard weeks so that you can only stand there and throw your arms up and be like, okay, good
DeAndre's
call.
DeAndre's not my worry. It's the idea of having two that complement each other.
Well, Mnungi, do you have a problem with what he's done in his, let's say, since the bye? Since the bye, how do you feel about the Bears running game?
Better, not great.
But do you feel like
the representative?
Like, for example, you should be able to run for a touchdown more.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, do you feel like if they got a different running back in there, that would solve their problems on offense? I don't. I think the problems that they have on offense are penalty-based, and they are quarterback decision-based in terms of whether it's the cadence that we're talking about with the false starts. But also, DeAndre Swift and Kyle Mnungi have done the job when the holes have been open. That's if we're doing like a wins above replacement for running backs, I don't see like this yardage that they didn't get the yardage they were supposed to get on these runs. I don't see that.
So let's leave. I would say
that's why I'm not trying to trade for a running back.
It wouldn't be shocking if you get another body in here, but that's not going to move the meter. It's not going to change your team at this point. And like I said, I mean, I was half kidding, but serious. Like, they might be just, if they want to try somebody else, if somebody gets injured, then Britton Brown, who I had a short conversation with, you know, last week, saying that they've told him to be ready, just like they tell all their players to be ready, but with a groin injury for the last couple of weeks to DeAndre Swift that he has played through, then you have to wonder at some point in time if you're going to need another body.
The text line makes an excellent point here from 815. Given injuries, the Bears absolutely need a cornerback, and soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to get a cornerback, though.
Now to the defense. Yes.
That's the problem, is some of these positions, you know, are easier to move. There's just more transactions surrounding running backs, for example. There's more transactions surrounding, even receivers. There are. Like, the value of the receivers, as we know, like, we're seeing two elite ones coming up in Higgins and Chase, but that is a position that oftentimes is involved in a transaction. Left tackle? Never. So when it comes to, I say that relatively speaking. So when it comes to quarterbacks, I feel the same way. It's they're hard to get.
Right. Are you going to get some? I mean, it's very easy to sit here
I should say a good one who's established.
Right. It's very easy to sit here and say, oh, you can get somebody better than Jalen Jones. You can get somebody better than Jack. Can you? Like, it's not like these are terrible depth people. They're backups. Well, they're backups for a reason, but are you going to be able to get somebody better than the depth pieces of people who are trying to figure out who these guys are?
I think it's more about if you can see something in someone else. Remember, your depth has had to climb the ladder, so now your depth needs depth. So someone to fill in for the guys who have been moved up because Tyrique Stevenson and Jalen Johnson are unavailable. I think that's where you can maybe, if you're a good GM, do a little sneaky something-something leading into the trade deadline to help shore up your secondary.
Well, in the same number cites the Roger McCreary trade. Titans and Rams, that was reported yesterday. Titans get a conditional 26th fifth-round pick for the Rams in exchange for McCreary and a conditional 2026 sixth-round pick. And the price is right. You know, that's a reasonable deal where you're not losing a lot to get a fresh body.
6-3 on the text line. I would like to see the Bears move guys to get picks. I do not think this team is a move away from contending, so I would like to see them sell and add picks. I don't hate that idea, but the reality...
What have they done with the picks?
Sell who?
The reality is, who are you selling? Like, it'd be different if they had a bunch of extra depth. Last time I checked, the Bears don't have any extra depth anywhere.
I was going to say, get picked, like, but yeah, who would have the value? Like, if you were to make a big move, like a Tremaine Edmonds or something like that, is there value for Tremaine Edmonds for the sake of your future and rebuilding this Bears team in the name of Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen?
Bob Tree has a thought, yes.
Well, we brought up DJ Moore's name, but, like, what about Cole Kmet? If you have Colson Loveland, like, I don't know if someone's willing to take the contract of Cole Kmet, but that's someone that you could easily trade for. I don't even know what the value Cole Kmet is, but that is a name I would definitely float out there.
So no, you want Ozzie Trapillo playing more tight end slash tackle?
But he's right, though. There's a slight positional redundancy there, as many have pointed out, including leading up to the draft that was discussed. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Trying to figure out what the Bears should do at the trade deadline, what's feasible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And then I told you to dare to dream, so thanks to 312 for saying Myles Garrett.
Did you see him at the end of the game?
Thanks to 630 for saying Chase Young. Oh, yeah, I get the Athletic Scoop City newsletter. Highly recommend. The headline, Myles Garrett isn't happy.
DJ Moore.
But did you see the actual picture of him or the video of him sitting on the bench by himself after a 5-sack day? The man sacked the quarterback 5 times in one game, and his team got the L.
Do you know how many games it takes for the Bears to get?
Don't do that.
I want Miles on my team. All right, what would it take, guys? What would it take to get? What would you give up on the roster to get Myles Garrett to
Chicago
Bears? It's not completely impossible.
You can't just be I'll trade Montez Sweat.
Well, the contract.
That doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
Well, that's the original point of the thought that was brought up by the texter. Like, who has value on the Bears right now that you could get something legitimate for?
You could trade Sweat for Myles Garrett, but you'd have to include a couple of first-round picks.
I mean, that's it. You would have to include...
And probably DJ Moore, too, honestly.
A couple of Sweat... Hold on. Micah Parsons got traded for 2 first round picks and a defensive lineman.
But
comparable talent.
It might be DJ Moore as well. Like, well, listen, the Dallas trade was dumb. We can all agree on that. The Micah Parsons trade, they didn't get enough back because they waited too late.
And it was in the division, which was also bad because the Cowboys want to be a playoff contender.
Yeah, so same conference as no.
Achane from Miami is not a bad idea, 6'3", running back-wise. But I just feel like the price is going to be high.
I don't... If I'm the Bears...
Caleb Williams had come back in some picks. Okay, 269. Okay.
You can't trade... You can't sit here and say you're going to trade some of these guys that these people are talking about, but like this idea, DJ for Miles straight up isn't a bad idea. Yes, it is, because they would laugh at you when you called them with that.
It's good for the Bears.
Mark, you know exactly what I'm saying. Some of y'all play too much fantasy football. And some of y'all play fantasy football with people who are not smart and who would make these types of trades with you.
I take the opposite approach. I think that everybody has ridiculous trades in their brain, and you've got to get them out to then get to the thing that makes the most sense. You just got to get it out. Like, you have to just vent all these crazy trades to get to the trades that actually make sense. It's like a thought exercise.
The meatball trade machine? Does that have legs?
Well, we've done it, right? But that's it. Sometimes you just have to get the crazy trades out of your head to then get to the stuff that gets you to the realistic idea.
And there's a place for those crazy trades, too. I mean, there was a time...
Talk radio. It's us.
There was a time on sports talk radio, I think when we were at the NBC Tower, that there was a hot trade rumor. Not rumor. I think it was score caller created. Trade Brian Urlacher to the Patriots for Drew Bledsoe, who, of course, had been benched for Tom Brady. Yeah, yeah, that was great. This is like heart. This is realized... Brian Urlacher at his peak. I don't know. This Drew Bledsoe. I mean, that might be a pretty good idea to bring him to the Bears for Urlacher.
So
he can't shed blocks anyway.
Let me give you something that's plausible. Let's give you something that's plausible.
Bledsoe.
6-3-0. Brisker and Byard have value. They do. They have value. But if you get rid of them, you're basically saying we don't care how many points we give up.
Who's your secondary? Yeah,
that's what
I just said.
It's
Marshall and Mark. Safeties out there. I hope you're happy.
Elijah Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
10. This is good from PFF. So they just did it. They said 10 fairy tale trades ahead of the 2025 NFL trade deadline. And that, I'm serious. I think you just have to get them out before you come to a conclusion.
On that list?
No, but like there's wild ones like Chase Young to the Eagles. Like,
oh no, that's same.
Peter Skoronski to the Seahawks. But that's the point. You know that they're fairy tale trades, but you have to realize, I think, what's ideal for the need, and then you go from there. Because you're not going to get that, so then you have to figure out what you can do.
There's really nothing possible for the Bears this year. I mean, it's kind of playing out the way I thought it would in terms of what they add and what they don't add, that this upcoming offseason will be where you will start to see bigger moves, bolder moves, more moves with the stamp of Ben Johnson on it. And I know we all like to think that Ben Johnson had his paw prints on everything that went down with the Bears earlier, and he probably did to some degree. That will increase this offseason. No. Which we're a ways away from.
But you know what? I'm happy that we can be a place for you to vent your trades. I do think that is a necessary thought exercise.
I mean.
So let's do another one next. We make fun of the graphic. We tell you that it's a wide open NFC. However, are the Bears in the hunt? That's right. On October 28th, we discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.